If none of what we have read and sung this evening is true, if it's all made up, if it's a fairy tale, if it's in the realm of Santa and his reindeer, oh, sorry, did I just drop a bombshell there? If it's an elaborate fabrication, if it's a brilliant hoax, then the joke is really on us, isn't it? Because we are spending hundreds, if not thousands, on gifts and food and travel and drink to celebrate a lie. More fool us. I found it fascinating in recent debates in the nation. If you're on social media at all, often under the comment of a Christian came a comment from somebody else saying, you can go and believe in your fairy tale gods. I wonder how they'd be spending the 25th and the 26th of December. Off with their families, that's for sure, celebrating for what they regard as a fairy tale. They don't follow through their logical conclusion that if this is a fairy tale, then we should give up those two public holidays. Friends, if we've been hoodwinked, if we've been taken in, if there were no angels and no shepherds and no wise men and no Mary and Joseph, then this is all about consumerism at its worst. And you're party to it. You're supporting it by continuing to go along with it every year. If this never happened, then it is a complete nonsense. If God didn't come to earth, as the Christian message claims, then we are completely in the dark about God and our life and our place in this world. Friends, this can't just be a little bit true. It can't be just a little bit important. Let's face it, either the Christmas story is true or not. If it's not true, then we need to put an end to this mindless, meaningless celebration. If it is true, then it changes absolutely everything. More than just for a season, more than just for Christmas, more than just for Easter, it actually changes everything. It changes our understanding about the world in which we live. It changes our understanding about history. It changes our understanding about now. It changes our understanding about the future. Now, as we've seen tonight, the Bible doesn't only tell the story of Jesus' birth. In a number of places, it reflects on the meaning and the significance of those astonishing events. So in our second reading tonight, from Paul's letter to Titus, and my apologies to people who can't see the screen. But when the kindness and love of God, our Saviour, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. Friends, that's what happened in that first Christmas. The kindness and love of God, our Saviour, appeared. What a beautiful way of describing the significance of the coming of Jesus. The birth of Jesus, the life, the teaching, the compassion, the miracles of Jesus were all about the kindness and love of God appearing. Kindness and love, that's how he is disposed toward us. And that kindness and love outpoured itself, manifested itself in God stepping into our world in the person of his Son. Well, there must have been a good reason for taking such an extraordinary step, don't you think? For God to actually step into the muck of our world, there must have been an extraordinary reason. And this same reading tells us because it began like this. At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. You see, the Bible makes clear that once we as a humanity decided to sidestep God's authority and to put ourselves in charge, everything went south from there. And as a result, our relationships with one another completely broke down. But God always promised to rescue us from ourselves. And so in his kindness and love, he steps in to save us. To save us from ourselves, to save us from the impact of pushing him away. To save us by living the perfect life that we couldn't live and by dying the death we deserve. And he saves us merely because of his mercy. Did you notice that? Not because of righteous things we had done. He doesn't decide to save us because he sees that we've decided to try and be better. No, indeed, it was while we were still enemies that Christ died for us. While our backs were still turned, while our hearts were still hardened, But because of his mercy, because of his kindness, because he's committed to you, because he adores you, he stepped in to rescue you, to pay your debt so that you could be reconciled to him. That's the glorious message of Christmas. What great news this is. Nothing we have done to save ourselves. He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He appeared because of his kindness and love, and he saves us because of his mercy. That's the extraordinary nature of the God we celebrate tonight. Friends, this is too good a piece of news to only get excited about for a few weeks of the year. This is too good just to sing about in carols, at carol services. This is too good to ignore. It's too good to keep at arm's length. If it's not true, then forget it and stop celebrating Christmas. If it is true, don't mock it just by giving a passing nod once a year. If it's true that Jesus took hold of you to rescue you and to rescue you to himself so that you might find your sin forgiven and you yourself reconciled to him, then it's the best news you could hope for. Your future destiny is thereby confirmed. Because, friends, when the kindness and love of God, our Saviour, appeared, he saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his sheer, glorious, wonderful mercy. Amen.